with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered the Justice Department to proceed with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation. The probe follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds it's also not clear what precise claims of misconduct could form the basis of criminal charges, which a grand jury would have to sign off on for an indictment to be issued. GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace is running for governor of South Carolina and hitching her campaign to Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Mace has entered a GOP primary in which competition for President Trump's endorsement is expected to be fierce. She joins at least three other Republicans in the race for South Carolina governor. Mace calls herself Trump in high heels and has largely supported the president since 2016, although she criticized him following the January 6th riots and violence at the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dozens of Democratic lawmakers have left Texas in an attempt to block the adoption of redrawn U.S. House maps sought by President Trump. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll begin trying to remove the absent lawmakers from office if they do not return. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is closing more clinics.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Peruvian survivor of priest sex abuse has brought her public campaign for reforms to Chicago, the hometown of new Pope Leo XIV. Ana Maria Diaz accuses the Pope of failing to investigate her case when he was a bishop in her home country and says he needs to step up now as leader of the world's Catholics. Ahead of Leo's May election, SNAP filed a formal complaint against then-Cardinal Robert Prevost with the Vatican Secretary of State. This is SRN News. China extends a crackdown on 16 overseas-based activists under terms of its national security laws. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Monday, the Hong Kong authorities implemented measures including banning financial support to the group of activists and cancelling passports. They're among 19 people targeted with arrest warrants in July for alleged roles in the Hong Kong Parliament, a group the police call a subversive organisation abroad. Three of the original 19 activists were already targeted by similar measures last year. The organization's not official and its influence is limited. The arrest warrants and bounties issued last month have sparked criticism from foreign governments, but China has defended them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scotland has cancelled trains and closed parks as a rare summer storm brings destructive winds. More at srnnews.com.